2020. It's Thursday Night Live Show. I'm getting the feedback out of the speaker or something there at the studio. Please let you know about that. I will just keep going. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes, like in Alaska and other places, shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Well, you see, they're already, apparently, they're making lists off the Trump donor lists and off of anybody who's got signs or bumper stickers or whatever. And they have a lot of help because they have people that are at high levels in government locally and statewide and nationwide who can run a plate. They've got their own facility to figure out who you are. They're probably using facial recognition as well. And it doesn't make any difference, because I'm going to tell you. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks, and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because Jesus is just set up above. And some of you they shall cause to be put to death. But then he goes down in verse 19 of Luke 21 and says, in your patience possess ye your souls. So you are your soul. You possess your soul. You are your soul. So if you do not sell your soul over to the demon commie rats, over to Lucifer and his henchmen and pumps, you don't give it up to them, and you keep going right straight in the face of them when they come for you, I'm going to tell you what, lay waste into them. This is the end times, people. This is when they bring 200 million man armies onto the planet to come and try to take out anybody who is on the side of our Father in Heaven or Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And that is his name, you see. That is his name, and they don't like it. And when you see them, they're going to go to Harmageddo. And they're going to come to Harmageddo, but we got stuff to do in between now and then. So I normally save this for the end of the show. I'm going to save it to you right now and say it to you again. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. You put on the full armor of God. Put it all on. And at the same time, you're standing in the brink on behalf of the Lord Jesus till he and his archangels can come down here and clean their plow. Clean it up. Take them out. But until then, you got to stand in the gap. You might say, Lord, I'm with you. And Lord, I know you're with me, for I've repented of my sins and asked you to come into my heart to be my Savior. And I know, and I felt you come, and I felt you start to wash me clean. I felt it, Lord Jesus. And you'll start to feel it if you're honest and truthful, if you ask him real and true to come into your heart and repent. But I'm going to tell you, he'll start to say to you, I need you to do this perhaps. Or if you want sanctuary for your family, here's where you might like to go, all right? But you might also say, Lord, I thank you so much for what you're doing for me. Where do you want me to stand against evil? Where do you want me to be on the line? And then let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If they want to go a pay do do, they want to go la zay, la bon ton roulette, and they want to get it on, then by golly, let them get it on. This town here, Kansas City, Missouri, right across over the state line, they're putting out letters and stuff, threatening people, Trump supporters, that they're going to burn their house down and they better have their insurance up and all that kind of bit. And that it's you going to want be the one that starts the Civil War, you know, and all of that. Well, let me tell you something. You want to go play all that game? Well, then I'm going to tell you what. You know, you just might not want to get what you're going to get. Because I'll tell you. I'll tell you what. There's a whole lot of old men and a whole lot of young men now. And there's a whole lot of women. Let me tell you something, that are pretty doggone good with a shooting iron, whether it be the rifle, the shotgun, or the revolver or a pistola. And I'm going to tell you what, you might want to have two knives and two pistols, you know, a hideout here and a hideout there, and then a cross draw up above and one down on your leg. Maybe you got two or three. With extra magazines. Then you either got the rifle or you got a shotgun and you got extra ammo for that and you got your backpack on, your fighting load, which you should be able to survive a week to 10 days on a fighting load. And a butt pack. And you got your water, you got all your items. Well, let me tell you what. I've been looking at different things, and I tell you, this stuff has been right out of the Luciferian playbooks. My old buddy, Mickey Lapua was telling me to look back, 10/21/2014, and it was, a guy named Harvey Vox was talking. Harvey Vox, V-O-X, was in New York City. He was talking to some reporter guy on a channel or something. And he was telling people to look at the Rockefeller scenarios for a future of international development, page 18. And they called about a wild pandemic that would be in 2012, and that they would start to, things would start to go in lockstep. And that was their key word, lockstep. In other words, the government says this, the states say this, bop, 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 and you've got to wear the mask, you've got to do this, it's a mandatory vaccine, it's a mandatory this, you got to stay in your house, you can't go out, you can't do this, $10,000 fines, you know, arrest, bop, 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 all the stuff going on that's already going on also in Australia and in Wales and Ireland and England and all kind of Germany and different places. Because this is the new world order, you see. This is the new world order scenario to do it. Now, this is kind of interesting because the Lord has had me onto that, and he had Mickey Lapua send me that. It's about a 13-minute little video. I don't have the URL for it right now, but be that as it may, it was Harry Vox, V-O-X, 10/21/2014. Talking about the Rockefeller scenarios for future international developments, page 18. How they're talking about pandemic would be used, what kind of pandemic and where it would start. And then I just, before that, I was looking through late at night as I was up, looking out, peeking out my windows and, looking at my special cameras and my night vision and all the different stuff, just peeping outside and, you know, cleaning guns and sharpening K-bars and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I was looking at, I said, well, I might see if there's some kind of movie I could watch. And I went up there into the cable deal where you can look at different things and different movies. And just happened to be one I'd seen years ago. It was barbed wire. And I thought, well, that's weird, but I don't necessarily want to see Pam Anderson. I mean, that's kind of old, all old hat from back in the 90s and stuff after that, her and Tommy Lee and Baywatch and all those things. But then I remembered that that was in the future during like a civil war or something. And I said, well, maybe I'll learn something. Well, maybe it was instructive to me, or maybe the true CIC said, well, watch it anyway and take a look. And don't look for the pure interest stuff, but look for what the message is. And when I got onto there, it starts right out. And after a civil war in the United States in the year 2017, whereas the bad guys emerged, listen to this now. It's out of the movie Barbed Wire. The bad guys emerged as, quote unquote, the Congressional Directorate. And there in the movie, they're wearing Nazi uniforms. The Congressional Directorate, okay? Sounds like something that AOC ought to be in charge of, or Pelosi. And then as you get deeper into the movie, there is this doctor that's had a facial change and stuff, but somebody who's looking for these retinal contacts that will change your retina, because they're doing retina scans in this movie to identify people. But there's only one free city left, apparently. Canada supposedly is free, but we know that's not going to be the truth from the new information coming out. But Canada is not going to be the free place, but there's going to be something called, this town they call Steel Harbor. It's on the West Coast. It's either Portland or Seattle or somewhere. And what's interesting is you get further down in the movie, then you hear about this doctor. And she used to work for the Pentagon, bioweapons programs and stuff for the Pentagon. And listen to this. Y'all know that allegedly Fauci, little Lord Fauci, Fostley, Fauci Roy, or whatever his name is, that he gave the $3.7 million grant from the National Institute of Health, allegedly. He gave that to the Chinese Wuhan lab to basically to the Batwoman, and also with assistance from allegedly University of North Carolina mentor that the Batwoman at the Wuhan lab had, and that allegedly that grant was to develop this virus that was a new bat-type virus, a SARS-like thing, and to attach onto it, allegedly, portions of the HIV virus that would make it very easy to catch. And that perhaps if you could get the frequency just right, you know, on that virus, and what it would now be with that HIV drafted onto it, then you could turn that on by broadcasting certain frequencies with the 5G. So I've told you about somebody who happened to maybe be in Red China in Wuhan when they turned the 5G on as an observer, perhaps. And that is where I remember seeing back in January and February, where we saw like an entire, you know, a Grand Central Station, like train station, the floor of it, a big, huge area with hundreds and hundreds or thousands of people having grand mal seizures, or like an massive epileptic type seizures on the floor, just shaking their limbs and everything, having some obviously neurophysiological event from the COVID, from the novel SARS coronavirus number 2. So now listen to this. In this movie, Barbed Wire, which was done years ago in the 90s, this doctor talks about how she was part of the bioweapons program of the U.S. military and the DARPA types and all that kind of stuff, allegedly. U.S. AMRID, allegedly, and all kind of things like that. And that this thing and that deal started in and around somewhere near Topeka, Kansas. Well, Manhattan, Kansas, where they're putting the new level 4 and 5 bioweapon lab, allegedly, is at right across the street from Kansas State. That ain't that far from Topeka, Kansas, is it? Well, that's being built and all that kind of stuff. But be that as it may, the thing that they described it as, its code name or its nickname was called Red Ribbon. Red Ribbon, and it was an HIV derivative in the movie. So now there's two things that are calling the shots. Then you got, what is it, the program 210 or 201 or 210 that old Billy Gates, Slick Billy, Billy the Killer Gates. Incidentally, you know, I don't think he knows it, but I don't think his home there on the Seattle coastline is all as secure as he thinks it is, because there's some that may have said that it was when it wasn't. And it ain't me. It's just that, you know, you hear stuff on the grapevine. Heard it through the grapevine, yeah. Well, you got all this Luciferian hunger to kill Christians and to kill good people and to kill Jewish people and all kind of people that believe in our Father in heaven. And also, if they don't now, every knee eventually will bow to Lord Jesus. So they're going to come with their lists and they're going to come for you. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I've been waiting on them and their list for quite some time. And I've learned to stay up late at night. I've learned to stay up for days. I've learned to seek naps and things in various other times. It's very difficult to do. All right? But I'm going to tell you what. You had better stop sleeping your normal habitation and at least have somebody in your family that stays up a little bit later, and then somebody who gets up a little bit earlier so that they overlap, and then there's a cross purpose there of protecting and overwatching the house. If you've got any kind of perimeter alarms, like, what are they, the Dakota alarms, where, like, you've got some sensing devices out down the lane, you know, or at various points in your yard. And then when somebody passes by that in a car or walks by it, it turns on a bell or a siren or a buzzer at the house. You might, well, they're not as very expensive necessarily, the Dakota alarms. I used to know an old Navy man in a suburban area not far from here where he used to have just a little thing in his driveway, all right? And anybody came in front of that house, you know, within 30 feet of the house or within 30 feet of this little deal at the edge of the driveway or within 20 feet of it or whatever, then a buzzer went off in his house. And then he could look out through cameras and different things or go peek at the window and be at the ready, okay? So I'm going to tell you, you better start looking at night and you better start looking and seeing what's going on. If you got one of them rings, don't always expect stuff like that to work, because those might be decidedly that if you're on the list, they might just turn off your ring, or you're simply this or that or the other, or your doorbell camera. They might just turn it off if it's on one of those official deals, because you are a dirty, deplorable Trump supporter, you see. You're a Christian, you see. Well, let me tell you what. The things are getting ready to come down. And I would tell you, if you don't have it already, you should get your good combat boots out, fighting boots, you know. Make sure they're broken in, or some good high-top tennis shoes, or or good little hiking boots or whatever they are that are higher top so that you don't sprain your ankle. You might want to have some, if you're old, get some ACE bandages for your knees or for your ankle or your elbow or whatever it is. You got your, sciatica or your rheumatoid arthritis or your this, that, or the other. And you better put on that stuff and get ready. And you better have your camouflage, or if you're in the urban area, you better have your dark clothing, your urban camouflage, in a sense. But if you're suburban, you can go either way. And then you might want to have your level 4 body armor, or your level 3, or 3A, or whatever you got. And if you don't have it, that's okay. But if you have the ability to get some still, then get it quickly. So, here's the thing. You know, when the old raccoon gets cornered, the raccoon rears up and fights, don't he? All right? And all animals do that when they're cornered, right? So the fact is, you got a Bobolinsky problem here with that old Biden. You got a Navy guy that is from a family of Navy people who were in a deal with Hunter Biden. And he details, and he is one of the people that's on Hunter Biden's emails, and he has come forward with documentation and stuff and has talked about it. Talking about how the big guy allegedly is Joe Biden. All right? And that Hunter and them has had to make a provision that he discussed every one of these deals, apparently, or almost all of these deals, or got approval for Hunter to go ahead into the deal. And it's pay for play. Not unlike the Clinton thing. It's not lost on the world that Radcliffe came out the other day and said that this was definitely not a Russian interference thing, the Hunter Biden emails and computer, that he actually took it to this place for repair or whatever, and he didn't come back, and in 90 days it belongs to the guy. The guy looked at it, saw stuff on it, and then he basically offered it to the FBI. The FBI's had it allegedly since last December. But if they've had it since last December, then allegedly they've also seen the pictures. And not everybody knows this. Everybody's listening to different news and talking about it. I have not seen the bad pictures other than I've seen the pictures of him with his crack pipe, asleep with a crack pipe hanging out of his mouth, Hunter Biden, and some other pictures of him in a, like, apparently in a bathtub or something like that where he's smoking crack. And I've seen some of those, and the health ranger at Natural News had some of that up there. Other people did too. But apparently other people, Hal Turner and others have seen, and different people have seen some of the other images. And without being too graphic, I can just say that a lot of them apparently, allegedly involve young girls, very young girls. I'm, 10, 12, 14, whatever. And then one, at least in one of the incidences, at least allegedly, Hunter Biden is having some kind of a forced sexual intercourse with this young Chinese girl who probably was provided by the Chinese Communist Party and probably shot when he was over there in China, allegedly. I don't know. Don't know where it was. But apparently she's bleeding, and so something's been going on where she's screaming and bleeding. And old Hunter is going to town, apparently. Now, that's pretty rough stuff to talk about, but I'm going to tell you, these people are evil. These people come from the evil Luciferian pieces of scum. And then you got people at the top, like old Ray, fancy hair Ray, he's got his little pompadour hair, got it all swirled, probably, that's probably a $700 haircut FBI special, you know? And then with all the proper hairspray and all his gels and stuff, him and Bodie Bowditch probably go to the same barber and get their heads massaged and stuff. You know what I mean? And then you got William P. Barr. And I told you not long ago, I told you last year when he was first appointed that he was likely not to bring forth anything and he would cover it up because William P. Barr or Robert Johnson, as he was called down in Arkansas when he went in there at the meeting there north of Little Rock in the ammunition bunker where Terry Reed was present, Amron Near, where Billy Clinton was present, Clinton's chief of staff, various people of the Clinton State Police, Buddy Young, etc., those kind of people, and we're also where Poppy Bush's guy, Poppy Bush's guy, the guy who killed Che Guevara, Felix Rodriguez, a.k.a. Max Gomez, also known as Max Gomez, and also where Oliver North, allegedly, then called John Cathy, where they were there, and that was Operation Centaur Rose, you know? And he closed that down, and he closed down all the Clintons' business, and he moved that stuff down into Mexico and started the drugs and stuff coming in there, whereas they had been coming directly into, allegedly, places in Arkansas, or allegedly they were brought to Nicaragua or other places in the Caribbean or in Central America. And then the money was brought back up. Now, I met years and years ago, before even that time period, I met that Barry Seal, and just at a casual situation in a restaurant or a bar restaurant, you know, years ago. And then I've known Terry Reed, and I've known various people, and I've talked to different ones and listened to all of it, and the Clinton Chronicles and all the books and other people from Arkansas that I'm not going to say who I've met. I've met the troopers and different people like that. I've met the sheriff. I met the guy who was the IRS investigator of all the Whitewater stuff. I met all those people at various political meetings or preparedness expos and that kind of stuff, Mid-American Constitution events. And, you know, as I recall, Terry Reed talking about it, too. So they used to have three planes with the same end numbers. It was Barry Seal, allegedly, Emil Camp, allegedly, and Terry Reed. And they all had the same three end numbers on similar planes. And they used to have them turn off the customs or the electronic fence at the southern border, the southern exposure, so they could fly up from either Panama or Nicaragua or wherever they're going to fly from. Or one of those Caribbean countries. But a lot of times they'd come from Panama or somewhere. And if they had loads of money, Barry Seal would have that in his plane. And Barry Seal would be on the bottom. Emil Camp would be on top of him. And Terry Reed up above that. And they'd be flying only 3 to 4 feet from each other in the planes on the same course and heading. They were expert pilots. And as they came in those days, it's not the same as it is today. The tower would say, bup, plane coming inbound at such and such, squawk, whatever the frequency is, you return your radio to that frequency so the tower could talk to you. You identify yourself, this is N3654789 or whatever the name was or the number, inbound, headed to Little Rock, Arkansas via Memphis, and then we're going to make the turn and go to the, you know, over to Little Rock. Well, they would all come up. They'd be so close. It'd be one signature on the radar. And then they would, as they would make the turn, and at a certain point, they would lose the Memphis Tower. And then the Little Rock Tower would say, Little Rock Tower calling, can you please change your frequency on the squawk to bop, 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 okay? And then at that point, they would say, say again, transmission garbled, say again, tower. At that point, Barry Seal would peel off, allegedly, and go down to the treetop level. Emil Camp would go to treetop level and go out to Rich Mountain Aviation out in the Wachitas. The Wachita Mountains up by Rich Mountain Aviation up there. Mena, where there were also Contra training fields as well. And it's not all funny and fun and games like the Tom Cruise version of the movie. It was for real stuff at Nella, Arkansas. And Terry Reed trained Contra pilots up there. But Barry Seal would go treetop level, allegedly, according to the book Clinton Compromise, Clinton Bush and the CIA by Terry Reed and John Cummings. Spy books, SPI books. That there was a Triple S ranch that was owned allegedly by Webster Hubble's father-in-law. Webster Hubble was the number two man under Slick Willie in the Justice Department, Assistant Attorney General up there. And he had been with Hillary and the Webster Hubble had been with Hillary and the and others in that law firm, you know. And old Barry had a tricked-out plane with the best avionics and a good powerful motor, and he had like a bus driver's door where you pull the handle and the door opens for the bus, you know, to get in. Well, he had one, and then I was told by more than one different person that there was in there, there were a lot of times, if you think about a roll of $100 bills rolled up with a rubber band, you know, folded and rolled in a rubber band, you got a big wad of them. Say, let's say you got $10,000 $100 bills, and you got a rubber banded tight, all right? So it doesn't fly through the air or whatever, you know, if you got a bag ripped or whatever. But he, you see, you got that. And let's take a GI duffel bag, nice big old green GI, olive green GI duffel bag. How many of those rolls that are, say, about the size of, say, oh, I don't know, 4 inches around, how many rolls of those could you put in one of them big, tall GI duffel bags of $100 bills? Quite a few. And then if you had 10 to 12 of them GI duffel bags full and all duct taped up and all that kind of stuff, and as you went over, allegedly, the Triple S Ranch, and a man named Venus Shellnut, allegedly, who also was seeing Jennifer Flowers on the side, and who allegedly also worked for an attorney called Dan Lassiter in Little Rock. Well, anyway, that money would then, after a signal from a flashlight, and he was on, I believe, a Kawasaki mule down there on the ranch, Barry Seal would tilt his plane, open the bus driver's door, and let the, all of those dump all of the GI duffel bags, pull the $100 bills out. And old Larry Nichols, who was running the Arkansas Development Finance Authority in those days, used to say that his accounts would be zero one day, and the next day they might be $12 million or $20 million or whatever, $10, $12, $20 million. And then that would get all parceled out to the various places they wanted it to go, or loaned to businesses in Arkansas to give to Billy Clinton. So anyway, we're looking at those kind of things and these kind of people, and we're now seeing it again in the Biden crowd, the Hillary Clinton people crowd still involved, and Slick Willie. But what this stuff is, the Luciferian scum. Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, put up a story today of Bishop Kitka from Knoxville, Tennessee, coming out and saying that abortion and all this stuff that these candidates are proposing, like Joe Biden and who's a great Catholic, and all of that, and Nancy Pelosi, who's a great Catholic, and they're all for the abortion, Kamala Harris, all for abortion and abortion all the way up, well, maybe till even after the baby's born, and then you just humanely murder it, you see, that all that is a sacrifice to the god Moloch, the demon god Moloch. And then with the mouthpiece for the AC, Pope, this guy is talking about gay marriage is just wonderful. Well, he's going against Paul. He's going against Leviticus. He's going against all kinds of stuff. So this is a Luciferian. When I say Luciferian demon commie rats, that's exactly what this is all about. And I'm going to tell you, you better get your boots at the door. You better have your K-bar sharp. You better have your pistols loaded, or your revolver and your pistols. You better have your rifle loaded and have your magazines. And you need it for a rifle. I would have at least 10 to 12 magazines ready to go. 30 rounds each. And you might want to know where your little stockpile is. You might have your little hidden cache somewhere, somewhere in your operating area where you could get some more. And have that ready to go with your level 4 vest or your level 3 or 3A or your 2 or 2A, whatever you got. Or if you don't have one, that's fine too. Because a lot of people are into speed rather than, you know, the defense. Their defense or their offense is speedy, you know. Moving light. Shoot, communicate. Move, shoot, communicate. Move, shoot, communicate. But I'm going to tell you what. If you're in a scenario where they're coming for you and multiple people are coming and they're going to come into a neighborhood or out into a farm area, they're going to try to burn down houses and stuff like that. And apparently, I guess Hal Turner found out where you go, and they have a website. And they not only have a website, the Lucys do, the commie Lucys do, where you type in somebody's name, and it goes right to it on a map, and then you zoom in on the map. It's got your address, shows your house, where it is, and all of it. Shows the street map. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You know, old movie there, Tombstone, where old Val Kilmer, you know, Doc Holliday says, I'll be your huckleberry, you know. You want to get it on? Froggy want to come a-courting? Well, then you don't get surprised when somebody gigs the frog, okay? Froggy want to come a-courting? Well, you might just have his frog throat gigged. And I'm going to tell you what. This is not going to end peacefully, and if it does, be by the grace of God. But Lord Jesus already told you how it's going to be. Matthew 24, Luke 21, other places, Revelations. This stuff can all happen, happen quick. It doesn't have to go on some big chart that was on this preacher's billboard, and he's got it at the front of the thing, and it wraps all the way around, and these are the events that have to happen at this time. No, the Lord can decide, okay, here it is. There it is. It's all done in after 3 days of darkness or something, you know. But the Luciferians, the high Illuminati, the high bankers and the tops of some of these religions and of all of these DARPA dildos and dicks and what have you. You know, I don't care. It's just like they're just like all of these people are still trying to like just do everything they can to put you under the thumb or to destroy what made America good. Well, I'm going to tell you, and I told you right up front, don't go into there Luciferian knife without a fight. Now, let me give you some stuff here besides the list and all of that. And they've documented all that in New Hampshire and in Massachusetts, Kansas City, Missouri, and all kind of different places. But they also have had, let me just find this right here. I'm going to read some of what it says because it's a very good, if I can find that. Let's see here. There it is. Out from my reporter out there around San Diego Way and Coronado Island, etc. Old Captain K. Captain K says that driving down the Strand Beach just about an hour ago, and that would have been probably a couple hours ago, giant C-5 Galaxy aircraft coming in low over the beach to land at North Island Naval Air Station. So they're huge, impressive sight. Seen a couple other C-5s flying in and out of North Island Naval Air Station, Coronado, in the last week. These aircraft never come around North Island unless they're gearing up for military action overseas. My guess is that China is about to invade Taiwan, and the U.S. just inked a deal with Taiwan to sell them $7 billion worth of drones and missiles. Also, besides that, Hal Turner reportedly, apparently, that about the underage porn they found on Hunter Biden's laptops. They also found evidence on there that the COVID-19 bioweapon was released intentionally by the Chinese to counter Donald Trump's trade war with China. And not only that, but the Democrats were in on it. Yes, through the Luciferian demonic aspect of it and to move into the New World Order. Explosive information for sure. That's the kind of information that can start wars. Yes, sir, Captain K. And then Al Turner, he also says, has reported a trainload of howitzers going through Maine up to the Canadian border, and that there are reports of Chinese troops in Canada. Thank you for a good report, Captain K. And Captain K knows what he's talking about. Been right several times, giving us real good information. Now, if you've seen the bizarre wormhole spotted in the Kansas sky, Sedona, and out in California, very strange wormhole. Well, that is a wormhole. And a wormhole can be created by a spacecraft, or it could be a black hole. But generally, it's something that's been created that a craft has either just came through or it's been opened up so stuff can come through. There are fallen angels. There are space aliens that are, I call them Luciferian pod scum. Creations that were done elsewhere that have been corrupted, okay, by Lucifer as he was thrown out of heaven. So this thing tonight with this debate, this could be really good tonight. Could be very interesting. But this is not going to be the normal thing. Now, the latest polls that I saw from Trafalgar is the pollster, the only pollster that got it accurate, got it correct in 2016, the last time around. And consequently, that guy, Robert Cahaly, is his name. He's able to get a more accurate read, and he was accurate, dead accurate, on Trump winning Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and various places the last time, where nobody thought he was even close. They said Hillary was up by 6 points or 8 points or, 10 points, that kind of stuff. Just very similar to the way it is now. But Cahaly says that President Trump, per his most latest polls, it looks like he could capture in the high 270s and win this election with something like a 276 electoral votes. But that if he does do that, then the lefties are not going to give up. They'll try to then steal as many votes. They'll print votes from here to to Doomsday for the 10 days and deliver them all to election headquarters there by, you know, the 10th day in Pennsylvania or somewhere, trying to steal the election. That's one of the reasons why I always had a problem with early voting, because it gives the various sides the ability to then fudge or to create a fraudulent ballots to compensate for what's going on. But be that as it may, vote any way you want, just vote. But understand what you're going to get, what you vote for. And then even after, if Trump would win, then this thing is still probably going to civil war. And they will still probably come to attack Trump enablers and all of that stuff. Well, let me tell you what, that's why you have your K-bar sharp. That's why you have your magazines loaded. That's why you have your surplus PASGAT helmet, which will turn a pistol round off, you know? Bounce it off the top, or you might get lucky on some other rounds and zip it by and it'll, you know, ding off the top rather than go on through. But it's better than nothing. Even a steel pot with a liner from World War II or Vietnam would be better than nothing, because there's going to be shrapnel. There's going to be stuff like that. There's going to be things blow up. There's going to be rounds zing, bing, bang, boom going everywhere. You're going to see helicopters. You're going to see it all. You're going to see a warfare in the United States like you can't believe. And there's going to be factions like you won't even understand. They're going to come from this way, that way, and the other way. And there'll be strange bedfellows, you know, of this one will fight this one, and that one will fight this one, and all that kind of stuff. And remember what I just read to you about who will betray you. There are people who betray you to make sure they still have the same golf time, or they think they're going to have the same tee-off time and be able to get all their groceries and stuff and be a ally of the winning side. Okay? There are troops in Mexican collaboration with the Chinese. The cartel boys, they're in the south of the border. But there's a lot of them already in the United States. They're sitting in this Chinese restaurant, this Mexican restaurant. Kansas City, Kansas. I know a whole lot of people that seem to be buying houses and redoing rental houses, because they seem to be trafficking a lot of stuff back and forth, you know. There's probably 200,000 cartel soldados in the United States. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the FBI said there was 100 to 120,000. That's people who are soldiers of the cartels. I'd say that's 200,000. Red Chinese, there's probably a million people that are working in the restaurants, but hair high and tight hair, and that are infiltrated red Chinese soldiers. Then Canada's already got them. You've seen them in the videos jogging in their full kit. Not a jog with the Canadian forces in some kind of a hands across the water training or something. But apparently, according to my Canadian friends up there and stuff, that old Trudeau, he's made the deal with them. And if Trudeau was the quote-unquote illegitimate or bastard son of Fidel Castro and Madame Trudeau, while Pierre was out with all of his Hollywood models and Studio 54 when he'd go to New York to the UN and all that stuff, or when he was in Quebec or Toronto or Montreal dancing till the night away, you know, she was down there staying as a diplomatic, you know, endeavor. And to get away from Canadian winter, down there with old Fidel Castro. Well, if you ever see Trudeau, he looks like a young Fidel. So I'm seeing all kinds of stories now, too. And I guess this Tony Bobulinski might attend the debate tonight. as a guest of President Trump. Just like he brought the women in Arkansas when Hillary Clinton was debating him. He brought the ones that Slick Willie raped or assaulted. So this is hardball. This is nice. Oh, well, I just don't like the way Trump talks. And I heard somebody in Pittsburgh in a coffee store on the TV. She's a lady who owns Carnegie Coffee in Pittsburgh. She said, oh, I just don't think that he is so very good. He's divided everybody by being so mean and so attacked and so political. Wait till your taxes go up, 200%, lady. You're already there in a Pennsylvania where they won't let you open up. Other states, the coffee shops are open. You got business in the other states. So I'm going to tell you, Pittsburgh, old steel town Pittsburgh, I mean, I hope it ain't going that kind of way. It used to be kind of tough. I used to know, a guy, an old man named Freddie. And Freddie was like a bowling ball, 5 feet five, 210 pounds. And he used to play football when they had leather helmets, all right? And I'll tell you what. Old Freddie could stand. I saw him one time in a scenario in a bar where some young guy was giving him the business and was coming for him and all that. And Freddie stood up on that table. Freddie was 70 years old, stood on top of the table and took six of them on and got them all. Took them all out. And never had one little problem. That used to be the Pittsburgh that I knew. But I'm going to tell you, old Freddie was a wild dude and was strong and tough. But I hope we haven't gone the, like Dallas kind of did in some ways, the Deep Ellum way, The Deep Ellum way. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and any kind of assistance is most needed and welcome. When you do what you do like this, and you go after and you strike old Lucy in the shins and pop him across the nose with the Louisville Slugger, when you go against the most evil people on the planet and try to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and secondarily then to warn those with ears to hear and eyes to see the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare. And God bless you all. Anything is most needed or welcome. FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, easiest. A check, fine. Send it to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. So, ladies and gentlemen, another thing, report on the Google, quote-unquote, and Google now has officially been in sued for antitrust and a whole lot of other things, apparently, by the Justice Department. Well, the Google balloons that we've talked to you that are launched by Red Chinese Company, I call them the Looney Balloons, and I've told you all the different things. The one the other night where it got moved from being over Pensacola, they moved it quickly up to Georgia after I identified it the other night, told them where it was. That, and these things are up at 55, 65,000, some of them up around 79 to 80,000 feet of altitude. Some of them don't even squawk anymore because they're high enough. But they have little ion engines. They have cameras like you cannot believe. All kind of multitude of cameras. They can read your watch on your hand, okay? They can read the brand of it on the dial. All right, from 80,000 feet, 75,000 feet. This is the command and control of the Red Chinese. These are the spy satellites in plain sight operating as Google balloons. Well, anyway, you got one there over Pensacola, back again, watching all over Florida Naval Aviation. That could also see over to Kings Island, Georgia. You see it, all of that. And then there's another one out in the Gulf that then can see all of the Gulf Coast and all of that kind of stuff. And there are also others now on the Atlantic side trailing down to Trinidad, Tobago, and going on down that road over by Puerto Rico. And then also down getting like on a picket line close to Venezuela. Venezuela has Russian and other assets there. Cuba has Russian assets, subs, missile cruisers and launchers, planes, everything. The Chinese have deals all up and down South America, and their Navy operates in and out of ports all up and down South America into Central America, and then they have deals with Mexico. Well, you see, this, if you've got Red Chinese submarines or you got other things, then they're watching all of the traffic of the Atlantic. And then once again, it seems like they're interested in the high tech. They're interested in the old MMV had an undersea water base off of Roosevelt Road somewhere, you know, off of Rosie Roads. Underneath the sea, and they could pop up out of a mountain lake up in the Montanas, you know, the mountains. So don't go into your Lucifer knife out of fight. Don't go into it. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. I'm going to tell you what. Mighty men and women of valor strike blows against the Luciferians. Get prepared tonight while you watch this debate. Bandanga Ranger, I know you're ready. No, Mickey, you're so dialed in, man. I know it. You got your distance. Got to do that.